Good evening. I'm calling the Whitney Town Advisory Board into session for December 12, 2024. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let the record show that the full board is in attendance. And is there any staff here this evening? Thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time you are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of their presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing that there is none, I'm looking for the approval of the minutes for September 26, 2024.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion for approval of September 26, 2024 minutes as presented.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for December 12, 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda. Also note that I did receive a card on item number one on the planning, but I'll still be voting.
Thank you for the clarification. So there's Jerry.
No, I was just going to say that's going to be part of our new. Okay. Thank you.
So there's a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for December 12, 2024. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items this evening?
I do have one thing. It's for Southeast COP, or should I save it to the end?
For the person who came out earlier this week, last week, we are all selected to be on the town board again. Just make sure that we've got it's in the calendar. Training will be on January 11th. And so we will have town board appointments on the first week.
Oh, then what I was going to share with the board and with everyone that raising the Metropolitan Police Department is raising money for the COP offices. So I'm going to share with the board an email, and every vote. Every dollar gets a vote, and the most, it's a competition between the area commands. So we'd like to push for Southeast because this money goes to all the community events that they do around the Southeast area, whether it be Easter, back to school, shop with the cop, things like that. So I'll share an email with everybody. Please feel free to contribute. That's it.
Okay, planning and zoning. Item number one is ET-24-400122 WS-22-00-84 Bayview Acquisitions LLC. Waivers of development standards for extension of time for the following: 1, screening mechanical equipment; 2, alternative landscaping; and 3, alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for the following: 1, a vehicle sales facility; and 2, an alternative parking lot landscaping on 0.71 acres in a CG commercial general sale, generally located on the southwest corner of Boulder Highway and English Avenue within Whitney. Do we have an applicant here?
Hi, good evening, Chair Ward, James Frank, staff 26 way with Councilor Ryan, representing both the owner and the same. This project was approved in April of 2022. I have, unfortunately, the printer didn't work, but I have small site plans. If you want to look at the site plan you guys approved, I'm happy to get it done for a few minutes next month. Kate, you might let me know if I've got the site plan. So we've been diligently pursuing the project. We have already got the state drainage study approved, off-site permits issued, bonds have been paid. One of the things we got caught up with was the car sales portion with the state, and then we've already recorded all the necessary easements that were requested by the county. We have the grading permit, the utilities plan, all ready to be approved pending the extension of time. So we are not asking for an extension just to sit on it like happens a lot of times. We're asking for an extension to sort of recommend. So, with that said, happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening this to the board.
I have several questions.
Okay.
I know this was approved in the past, but your waivers on the reduction of the driveway throat, you're asking only for 5 feet where 25, that's a big difference.
We weren't asking for a five, well, the if you look, that's coming off of—
It's coming off of English.
Right, and if you look, it's not a very deep site, and if you also remember the 5 feet throat depth starts at the end of the tangent of the radius, not at the street, right? So there's still, the 25 foot radius comes in plus 5, plus 3 for the curvature at the top. So
okay.
It's actually over 30 feet. So you have more than a car length before they get on the street.
And another question I had, the service building.
Yes.
You say that's for detailing.
Correct.
Just wash and
detailing,
wax.
Washing, no maintenance.
No maintenance, no oil changes.
Correct.
Nothing like that. Okay. And then I see on the property there, you're storing semis there now.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then there's a separation, it's like an alley in the back, but before you get to the homes.
I think I understand what you're saying.
Okay, because it's fenced off.
Correct.
And then there's a right-of-way, let's call it a right-of-way.
Yes.
Okay, on the back end. So how is that the separation between your property and the homes that are there?
Yeah, there is a little easement that's sort of jammed up where there's end of our property, and then I think it's like 20 feet or so, and then in the apartment, the single family, sort of right at the end of the, just before the radius has started to hammerhead, and we don't know that, and it was just sort of a dead end zone. That's sort of unfortunate.
So it's just like a right of way or whatever?
Right, yes.
Okay.
It's an easement that
we created. So that's not your property, so
it
you won't
not.
Be up against those homes
right.
that are back there. And you do know about the redevelopment of Boulder Highway. You've been in touch with NDOT for all of the things that are going on there, so you know about all that stuff, so you're going to be in compliance with everything that they're going to want.
We still have all our documents on that yet. We're still working on documents. We will have our portion of the—
I think that's it. That's all I had right now.
Thank you.
I'm
hoping it's done Q2. Anything can still happen with some of the approvals from the county.
Right. Okay. Hey, would anybody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve ET 24-400-122. Any new acquisition, waiver of development standards, presentation of time, including all staff recommendations.
Okay, did everybody hear that? Okay, there's a motion on the floor. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And your next meeting is 12/17. Yeah. And the next item is DR-24-0634 MC4 Construction LLC Design for an office warehouse building and site improvements in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building with outdoor storage of 9.16 acres in an IL, an industrial light zone, generally located on the north side of Emerald Avenue, 700 feet east of Stephanie Street within Whitney.
So I do have words. Unfortunately, so hopefully you can see, if not, I can certainly get them over. But just to kind of familiarize yourself, this is Emerald Pier. This is the actual site. It is an existing contractor's yard. They do underground utilities for traffic and street lights and similar underground infrastructure. So it is an existing site right now. But they are proposing is to add a new warehouse building. 500 square feet here along the western side of the property. So just oriented to map the area. This is really how it is. They currently have an office building right here and a warehouse building in the center. There's also two other structures that we didn't determine they were permitted, so we are making them a part of this design review. There's one here, and I'll show you a picture of that, but that was like another here, a machine structure. And with this warehouse, they will allow them to expand their offices. They're squeezed in there right now, and then also give them additional space to store conduit and cabling. A lot of the yard is where they store now, and unfortunately it's disintegrated by the sun, so they're looking for additional space to put that in there. Part of this is we do have an alternative landscape plan that we're requesting, so we are going to create a 45 trees, 38 trees are required. However, the parking lot is existing. It does not have a parking lot here, but they do park many of their trucks here, as well as having their employees park. So what we're proposing to do is move those trees here, where they're more than likely going to get destroyed. Strikes back to that, kind of be a nuisance to the operation. But we put here along this new building, there'll be some additional added in here, as well as in this space here. This will take some out of the street, because unfortunately, this was approved really about 30 years ago. Between 20 and 25 years ago. And so the site visibility zone is now being a lot of trees to be right at the entrance. And so it'll relocate some of those trees as well as would have been located in the parking lot makers to places where they can still provide shade, but really be out of the way of operations. So these are the existing structures that they have now. So as you can see, there's two Connex boxes with the roof. That is not going to be to building code, so they will be removing the roof from the Connex boxes up, and the Connex boxes will remain. Those are kind of the center of the site behind the existing warehouse building. And then this is a prefab metal structure that is also existing. This will remain, and it will be just to the north of the new warehouse building. And what they offer them will be this is another prefab metal structure. So it's about 28.1 feet in height total. They are, even though there's not a lot of articulation along the west side, they're used to paint to kind of help break up the appearance of that side. And really, the way the site slopes, it slopes from the west to the east, and it's been a pretty good downgrade. So really, there's other industrial sites behind them, but we still wanted to try to make some attempt to meet the design guidelines that were given by the code.
This is a public hearing.
screen. Is there anyone who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening this to the board. Great.
No.
So, can you go back to the one where you turned it this way? So this down here, this is Emerald?
This is Emerald. That step is kind of a little ways over here. So there's actually other industrial sites.
So will anything...
Yeah. Is that maybe easier?
Or yeah. Yeah, because I mean, it's just right here.
Yeah, not far.
Yeah, it's just right here. So is there any... thing that's gonna go along where the fence, because there's a chain link fence that's there, and I just noticed like it, when the wind goes and stuff, there's just an awful lot of trash that collects.
So they have right now a CV wall at the front, so there, I know there are some other properties I think in that general area that do, but they do have a CV block wall here, and a CV here. Now there is some security fencing,
yeah,
but but right now it's a 6 foot, 3 foot security wire, so the security wire is going to come down off of this side here. But there is existing CMU here on the wash.
Okay.
So they're going to leave all of that in place. There's going to be no changes to the walls around the property.
Okay.
Except for the security wire on the west side.
Okay.
Well, we have in the design review, two shaded structures are existing but not permitted. Just show me where they are.
Yeah, so this one right here, that's those two Connex boxes with the roof.
Oh, gotcha.
Roof.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Roof's coming
okay.
Out there. And this is the other pre-bad metal structure.
Gotcha.
And that's going to be here just to the north of you.
Okay.
That's the one that you can see if you're like sitting at Stephanie going down. You can see this in the shade stretch.
Yeah, you can see this, and you can maybe see this kind of through some
one of the back. Yeah.
Yeah. So your neighbor then to the west, is that the nightclub?
No, they're on the other side of the street.
Or
on
the,
yes.
They're on
the, yes,
close the street.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
Nope.
No, thanks.
Okay. Anybody would like to make a motion?
To approve DR240634 MC4 construction. LLC diner design review with definitions.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. And your next meeting is January 7th of next year in front of the Planning Commission. Thank you. Next item is general business. Approve the 2025 tab calendar. So it is noticed on here that there are two meetings that fall over holidays. One was, I believe, Thanksgiving. Yeah,
this shaded though.
27th. And then the other one,
yeah,
January
1st
of 2026. So,
question.
That's the only ones I saw. Anybody else?
No, I just took it for granted they were, because it was shaded, I thought they were just gonna cancel them.
Oh, no.
I know. Yes.
Do you need us to take a vote?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the 2025 TAB calendar, except for November 27th of 2025, to cancel it because it is Thanksgiving and
January 1st, New Year's Day of 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody here from the public who would like to speak? Seeing that there is none, the next meeting date is January 2nd, 2025. We are adjourned.
What? I just want to make one comment. If we do have a meeting on the 2nd of January, I will not be here. I'll be absent, just in case.
So noted.
Of course.
Oh, Samantha.
Thank you for your work and supporting me.
In town or out of town? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, we have some family stuff we have to figure out.
Well, good
thank
luck.
Thank you
too.
For your support of the Whitman Board.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And welcome to our new secretary. Welcome. And we are now adjourned.
Don't forget to see. Sorry.